Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod for episode 123. We love that and we are happy to be here. It has been a pretty busy week for us, so we're excited to get you up to speed with what's been going on over the last couple of weeks and dive into things. So Est, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, babes. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I had a good couple of weeks, been real busy at Femi HQ. That was very Australian H. And yeah, I've been good. I feel like I would love to start with hearing about your race, because I think so many people were invested in your race. So maybe let's chat about your race and then I can give an update on my running and its slow progression forward. But I want to know about your race and how you are.
Well, I don't know if people were invested, but I appreciate it. It was, yes, I ran the Ballarat Half Marathon on Sunday. It was the first race that I have done in almost a year. I did two races last year, a marathon and a half, and both were not great races. So I actually haven't had a really good race for a long time. So I was really excited for Ballarat Half and feel like I've been training pretty consistently for a long time. I think over the last few episodes I've talked about, like, my training hasn't been really intense, but it has just been consistent, which has been nice to be able to get. I've been running around 100, 120 to maybe 130k weeks over the last few months, and also have obviously had a pretty chaotic life over the last few months as well. So just trying to fit training into all of that. So I kind of went into the Ballarat Half Marathon with the idea of just trying to enjoy being back racing. Of course, I set myself goals and times, as we do, but I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. It was more just like, go out and run with the running community, try and enjoy being out there and see where you're at, versus like, you have to run a particular time. But in saying that, I do put pressure on myself and I do have a high expectations of myself. So I did like have, I guess, a goal in terms of range of pace that I wanted to run. And a lot of that had come from the training that I've been doing, the sessions that I've been doing, and just where I felt fit enough to be able to hold the pace. So yeah, I went into the race kind of aiming for a 75 to 76 half marathon, which is like around 3:35 pace, I believe, maybe slightly slower, something like that. I actually wasn't that nervous on the start line. I remember just being like, I should probably be more nervous than I feel. But it was really cold. I'm not used to the cold at all. I think it was maybe like 10 degrees on the start line, which maybe to some people isn't super cold, but to me, living in the sunshine over the last few years, 10 degrees is like icicles. And yeah, I just kind of was there and excited to go. And then once the gun went off, I was in the elite group, so I was quite far up the front, and the kind of like 2:30 pace group, which was for the marathon, so the half and the full marathon is all ran together. So there was like a 75, half, 2:30 marathon pace group all running together. I was kind of waiting for them to somewhat catch up to me so I could sit with them for as long as possible. And I think they probably caught up to me at maybe like 3Ks into the race. And the first K of the race, you're kind of running uphill. It's not a huge hill, but it's definitely a hill that you can feel. And I remember I went through the first K in maybe like 3:30 and I was like, I should chill because I should have run slightly slower up that hill. But then by like 3Ks, they caught up to me, and then I sat with them for probably like another 3 or 4 Ks and felt relatively good. Like, I was hitting pace and I felt comfortable, and I was looking around and remember thinking, like, this is really beautiful. We were running through these, like, beautiful, I think it was the Botanic Gardens in Ballarat. And I was just trying to, like, enjoy it as much as I could. And then I, at maybe, like, 6, 7 Ks, I could definitely feel myself not I wasn't sore. I was just like, I just didn't have that next gear, and I felt like my energy wasn't where I needed it to be, particularly that early in the race. Like 6 to 7K and a half, you should feel pretty good. Like you could, if you wanted to, push the pace at that point. But I was like, I don't know. I definitely couldn't go any faster. And I am going to be lucky if I can hold on to this. And then I went through 10K in about 36, 20-ish, I think, which I'd meant I'd slowed down slightly from the 5K mark, but not too bad. But by 12K, I was like, nah, I've got so far to go and I have nothing in my tank. Like, I just lacked energy severely, which, yeah, I think many things I've like looked back on, and I took a gel with me, but I had gloves on. This is such a logistical problem, but I had gloves on. I had my gel in my back pocket, and I was like, I can either like struggle to try and get my gel out of my pocket, open it up, and take it at like 10, 12K, or I can just see how I go. And I was like, I'll probably be fine. I'll just see how I go without taking the gel. And now I'm like, should have taken that bloody gel. This is definitely a learning for everybody. Take the fluid and fuel when you need it. And so I didn't take the gel. And then by like 12K onwards, I was just struggled to the finish line. Every K, I was like, just stop, just stop. Like, what's the point? You've got nothing here. Just what, like, maybe my husband was also racing, which shout out to James. He absolutely smashed it and ran a big PB. But I was like, oh, maybe just stop and wait for James and then you can just run it in with him. That was literally my thought all the way from 12Ks to 21, to 20K. And then by 20K, I was like, we got 1K to go and most of it's downhill. So let's just go. But it was pretty hard. And I'm sure other people can relate to this when you are struggling in a race and there's just people passing you constantly mentally. That is really tough because not only is your watch telling you you're slowing down, you're also feeling like crap and you can feel yourself slowing down. And then people are just like zooming past you. And that's really hard. So I posted a video on Instagram on my reels of probably around the 17 to 18K mark. And I remember the videographer coming up next to me and I was just like, oh God, I am struggling. Like, this is not going to be a good clip. But when I saw the video, I was like, you know what? That really like is a true representation of pushing yourself to the limit and just trying to like battle your way through when you aren't feeling good. And that's what that you can see the pain in my eyes and the like mental conversation that I was having with myself to just keep going. But I remember in the podcast we did recently with Dr. Lottie, our psychologist around the pain cave, being like, when you're in pain, time slows down so much and distance feels so much longer than it usually does. And I remember even like 17Ks out being like, holy shit, I've got 4Ks to go. Like, how am I going to do this? And then all of a sudden you're at the finish line and you're like, wow, okay, maybe it wasn't as bad as I was making it out to be in my mind, but it was hard. So yeah, it was good just to be back running. And I'm so proud of myself for finishing because of that narrative that I was talking to myself about, just like, you can't do this, you're dead, you've got no energy, trying to flip that and just be like, come on, one foot in front of the other. But it was a nice start. Well, I wouldn't say nice, but I'm glad there's a start back into racing. And now I'm like, I've got the fire in my belly to get back out there as soon as I can and race again and just try and have a good race. I really feel like I need a good race. I know running doesn't owe you anything. I can't expect to have a good race, but I do feel like I am going to keep going until I get there.
Definitely. Yeah, and it'll come. Like, it's there's so many factors at play and things you can learn from those experiences where it is hard, and then you go back with a fire in your belly for the next one and hope for the best. We're always like shooting in the dark, hoping that the race is going to be a good one for us. But if you had to choose one highlight of the day of racing again, what would it be? And then also the low light, like one moment of the day, what would you?
The highlight was definitely seeing James come across that finish line and smash his PB. I'm just so proud of him because he doesn't and didn't run a lot, but he did quite a lot of running in the build up to this race. And then to see him go out and smash it was just everything to me. So that was definitely the highlight. And just being out there with the community, like seeing the Femi community. We had so many of our women out there running, and just they all absolutely smashed it. And even our community out there cheering, we had such a good group of women out there cheering and supporting. And I do and did miss that support on the in the race. Like, I miss people cheering for you along. You kind of forget it when you don't race for ages, you know? And then I was out there and I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's like cheering, go, Liz. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah, it's such a beautiful part of racing is feeling that support of the community around you. So that was definitely a highlight. The low light. So when I got to the finish line, other than battling through the race, which was hard because it was really windy, that was probably the low light of the race, was going around the lake where it was like intense wind just pushing you over. But when I got to the finish line, I wanted to wait for James, and I just wanted to like chat with everyone coming through. And it was so cold and I was so sweaty, but like wet from sweat. And I honestly think I was on the brink of hypothermia. I like someone came over and they're like, your lips are blue, are you okay? And I was like, oh no, I'm not, I'm like frozen. And I went to the medic tent to get a blanket and they wouldn't give me one. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna like die. I was so cold. I feel the cold so bad. And so that was definitely a low light, was trying to get to the car when I was like absolutely frozen and shivering.
It's really hard to get out of those really frozen states unless you're like in a boiling hot shower scalding your skin, or like in front of a fire wrapped in 7 blankets, you know?
Yeah, it took so long, like hours, to
Yeah.
feel somewhat not cold, and a very long shower. But
That's hard.
yeah, it was good. It was fun.
And then just on your race plans, what's next then if you're already keen to do some more? What kind
So
of
I am, as some of you may know, doing After Dark, the Nike race in LA on June the 7th. So I'm really excited to do that. That's another half marathon. But I really want to run a 10K between now and then as well. So I know I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to see how I pull up this week. I actually physically feel good. Like, my legs and my body is nowhere near as sore as I expected it to be. And I think that's because the problem in the race wasn't actually my conditioning or my strength. It was actually just energy. So I physically feel really good. So I think I'm going to try and do a 10K in the next like 2 or 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks away, there's a really good 10K here, which you've done, yes. So I'm going to try and do that and just see what I can do for a quick 10. There's this idea around like racing yourself fit, and it's not that I'm not fit. I think it's just getting back into the swing of racing and pushing myself, and I need to do that more often. So that's kind of like the reason why I want to do another race between now and LA, is just to kind of build up my mental resilience and also just get my legs turning over a bit faster, so when I get to the half, the pace doesn't feel so hectic.
100%, and like that half, although very difficult and not like a grand fun time, you would have progressed so much from that race. Like your legs will be way stronger. Like you just ran 21 Ks. Like, potentially your energy levels means you couldn't max out 100%, but you would have been pushing really hard for like a long time. So many gains made from that day. And yeah,
Definitely.
you're all excited, which is real cool to see. Like I can see. I want to get back out there and like go again.
Want to get back out there. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. From like 16Ks, when my pace dropped so severely, it still wasn't slow. But I was like, you know what? This is just a good workout. So if I can just keep going and get a good tempo session in, then I will do that because it's going to benefit my other races that I have planned. How about you, Es? Give us some updates on your training.
Yeah, so last time we chatted, I was having a down week. I think so. Yeah, my Achilles like flared a little bit. I think got overexcited on the hills in Raglan. I'd also started plyometrics. Like it was just a few too th many things at once. So moved the plyos, reduced the hills a bit, and had a down week. So I reduced my overall training by like 30%, which is quite a lot. And anyway, yeah. Lo and behold, it went away again. So stoked I did that. Stoked I have guidance from a legend physio. But yeah, from there I started back properly last week. And I felt real good from the down week. And it coincided with my luteal phase, like late luteal phase, which was cute. So like when I had my period, I did like a hard session again and stuff. And like, yeah, the first run I did back was a speed session, and I did 12 200s with 200 meter jog. But like, I was happy that my 200s are like getting in the mid threes, some of them. So like 330s, even though it's a very short rep, it was still nice to see that my legs can like move that fast. And then, yeah, had a good week last week, and then had a real good speed session yesterday. I feel like, yeah, it was like a very exciting progressive step. So I did 3x100, 4x500, and 4x200, and I had a minute rest between every rep apart from the twos. I had 45 seconds rest. But yeah, I was getting like fours and under for everything, so I was just like stoked. I was like, yay, because the first session I did back was so hard, and I was running like just it just wasn't great. And like each week it's been quite hard, and then suddenly like I saw a pretty big jump over, like, you know, because I think I'd been doing speed probably for about 4 weeks, then I had the down week, then I came back, so I'm probably at about 6 weeks now. And yeah, I'm starting to see progress, which is really exciting. So yeah, it's good. And gym's been going good. I was telling Liz that in Raglan, where I live, it's a little town, they have this gym that's kind of like, I don't know, trustee owned, and they're not out to make the big bucks really. They're just like out for the community. And it's $100 for a year, but like you could have got to be in the know to get a key. And so we are friends with one of the trustees and got a key. So I was really excited about that because I feel like I'm gonna gym way more than I was, which is cool. And
Well, everybody's going to be in the know now
I
because
know.
it's to the Femipods, so
To
the
be
world
honest,
knows.
I doubt there will be that many Raglan listeners.
Never know.
You never know. Yeah. But in terms of like plans as well, I was telling Liz that I want to do a 5K time trial. Maybe like I'll get to my next cycle. I'll do it in my follicular phase just to like, you know, help myself out as well. Do it maybe like day 10 ovulation station kind of thing. And do a 5K time trial, and then use that to have a pace to input into Femi Focus. And I want to do a half focus because I feel like training for a half is just like you cover all your bases, you know? Like I feel like I'll get really fit from doing that. I probably won't even do a race, unless I'm like, shit, yeah, my training's going real good and I feel confident and want to do one. So no pressure in terms of like racing or anything, but that's kind of my plan. I'm just excited. Like, I can't wait though till I'm allowed to run up big hills too, because what flared my Achilles was running up a 3K hill, and like everywhere you run around Raglan, aside from like the town centre, it's just like massive hills. So I'm really excited to be at that point where I can start to like climb those big hills and like climb up mountains and shit. It's gonna be sick.
Cool. Very, very cool. I just like love the excitement you feel, and I feel too when you see the progression, you know, with your running, and that all is, it just takes so long and you have to be so patient, and then you just start seeing like how much you improve over such a long period of time. And there's just nothing quite like that feeling of being like, I did the work to get here, and now I'm like running these times that like maybe 6 months ago I couldn't do. And I think that stuff is just so rewarding, and we all underestimate the power of it. You know, it all comes back to like setting yourself a goal, trusting yourself that you're going to do the work, doing the work, proving to yourself that you will follow through on the things that you say you're going to do, and then being able to reap the reward of it.
Totally. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, when you're in it and you're maybe coming back and you're very early in the stages, it feels like you can't think too deeply about where you're at because otherwise you'll just get down. But you just like every single run I've been doing, I'm like, yeah, maybe that was really hard, but it's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone. And then all of a sudden, one workout will click and you're like, oh, all those stepping stones that I stood on, are like actually clicking in place. And like, yeah, you do get to see so much more progress when you're coming back from like an injury or something than you probably would if you were like really, really fit, because the progress gets a lot smaller over time. So yeah, I mean, that's one pro being injured. You get to see progress a lot more. But yeah, it is a test of patience, that's for sure. But it's exciting. I'm excited to see where I get to in another 6 weeks and then beyond. You know, what's next?
Very exciting, and I, you'll be very happy to know, am going to start committing myself to the gym again. Now that I'm settled in Sydney, I am going to go to the gym again. Like, I was going probably for the last 5 to 10 years, I was going like 2 to 3 times a week, most weeks. And then I have barely been since July because of hecticness and travel. And now I'm like really excited to go back. Even though I've never loved the gym, I'm excited to get that feeling of walking out of the gym. It's like the 5 minutes you get of walking out of the gym and being like, I did that and I feel really strong for doing it, you know. I know that it helps at all other times, but I feel like that 5 minutes is where you really capture the essence of like pride for doing the work and going to the gym, you know. So I'm excited for that.
Totally. And like you think what you ran on the weekend and like you didn't feel good, it felt really hard, you hadn't really been gymming. Like there's so many things that you could add to your plan to like see where you could get to, and like you still ran an incredible time that like I know for you it's not anywhere near your PB, but it's like still an amazing time. Lydia ran 78 minutes for anyone listening for a half marathon, so fast. And so you think how many things you have in your toolbox that you could add to get yourself down to like those goals that you wanted to get to. I honestly think you'll probably do it in the next race. Like you're already there, it just has to like fall into place. And like, yeah, you do have more things at your disposal to help, which is very exciting.
I would say I haven't gymmed for, oh, it's honestly like 8 months barely. And with the amount of running I have done, I can almost guarantee anyone else would have got injured. So I want to think that 10 years of consistent gym work, it's carried me through this period of time where I couldn't get to the gym. That conditioning can stay with you. So it's worth doing, because if you find yourself in a position like me, who like I literally could not find time in my calendar to make the effort to go to the gym for 8 months. And I was so worried that I was going to get injured, but I just like, touch wood, haven't got injured. I got through that race feeling pretty strong. And I think all of that comes from like the years and years and years of being in the gym. So I'm excited to get back, but I also like am just stoked that I was able to kind of carry that through the last 6 months or 8 months as well. We have some very exciting news at FEMI, which you may or may not have seen, but we are pumped to announce that FEMI has had a glow up. So over the last few months, hence why Esther and I have also been so busy, is we have been doing tons of work in the background with our tech team and really like revamped the Femi app for many reasons. But if you haven't seen it, we would highly urge you to go and re-download it, update it, check it out, because it's so incredible. Some of the kind of the big reasons why we wanted to revamp the app was we obviously are huge believers in training to your cycle if you have one, and understanding your body and your hormones and how they can impact your training. And in the last kind of version of our Femi app, the cycle and the cycle information was somewhat separate to the rest of the app. You wouldn't really find your hormonal information in your training. It was really hard to understand why you were getting particular sessions on particular days and how that related to your cycle. And because we don't look at them separately, but in the app they were seen as separate things, we wanted to bring them all together and really give you all more guidance and more advice as to why you're training a particular way and how that relates to your female physiology. So now you will see the cycle card or the cycle tab, and the app doesn't exist because the menstrual cycle is like integrated into the app across every single tab, pretty much. In your home screen, you'll still be able to see what day of your cycle you're on and get a cute little positive affirmation around your cycle. But then you'll also see in your workouts, your training is actually aligned to your cycle, and the day of your cycle dictates the training that you're getting, alongside obviously periodization of your goals and the focus that you're in. You also see we have an incredible new tab called the Learn tab, which is really integrating our incredible Femi experts and women health advisors and all of the wealth of knowledge they have, bringing that to you to have access to, no matter where you are, learning from our experts around things like everything from like fueling for race day from our dietitian Sarah, through to understanding the importance of getting the right sports bra, through to even training advice from Esther and I about how you can train better around your physiology and even things like training on the treadmill. So there's so much knowledge and expertise in the app now, which we're really excited about. And then maybe I'll throw to you, Esther, to introduce our profile page, because that's also very exciting.
Yes, and I'll just also add on the Learn page about the FemiPod. So we have brought the podcast into the app, and we made sure that you can have your app closed and still listen to it. It's not annoying like YouTube, no offense to YouTube, where you, even if you have the app and you close it, it doesn't play. So yeah, that's one thing that we really wanted to make sure has functionality. So yeah, you can listen to all the podcasts, and we also have exclusive monthly podcast with our experts that go really deep into topics like fertility, or we just did one on menstrual fluid with Dr. Claire, and those are for our Femi members. So yeah, if you really want to go deep, make sure you give our Femi membership a go. And then the profile page. So we know that the queens wanted to see their progress over time and see their progress alongside their cycle, and you know, what they've done month on month, year on year, see training that they did with Femi a year ago versus what they're doing now and how much they've improved. So we replaced the setting screen in the nav bar with a profile, and that lets you look at your training history. So all of your training that you've done with Femi in the past, it lets you look at your current cycle or the month been or the year been, look at all your stats. What you've achieved over that time. And then also, we used to have a cycle tab in Femi, but like Liz said, we've put the cycle into all aspects of the app. So we just moved that cycle tab into your profile. So you'll see training history and cycle. And that cycle information goes into, you know, all your different hormones, how they impact you, what they do, as well as your cycle history. So you can look through your cycles over the past, how long they were, you know, 26, 28, 26 days, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, the profile is like a really cool screen that lets you look at your progress over time, and keep track of things in a really nice place. And alongside that, we've also improved sharing screens in Femi. So you may have seen on Lid's profile, my profile, and some other of the testing queens who have had access to this for a little while are starting to share the updated share screen. So you can put your own photo or video and overlay your stats on the share screens. And we are going to be working on improving the ability to share certain stats that make you feel confident in what you're sharing as well. So that's coming out very, very soon. But check that out. You can share it out to your socials. And anyone listening that loves Femi and supports us, nothing lights us up more than to see you share your training, because it has a really incredible impact on word of mouth for people seeing this app that's helping you improve your running, helping you become more confident as a woman. They see that, and then they may be inclined to also give it a go. And that means so much to us to share out your experience with Femi from the app. So that's not only your running as well. You can share your monthly cap, like recap. You can share a Femi group chat article. You can share your run community run. All these things are now shareable in Femi, to get more people to see them and get more eyes across the incredible app.
You never know the impact you can have on somebody else by sharing your own training and your own running. And you might inspire someone who never thought they could run to maybe download Femi and go on their own running journey. So we would love to see that. As Est mentioned, nothing lights us up more than seeing the queens sharing their training online and being part of this community. So we just want to say a massive thank you. There has been so much work that has gone into this revamp of Femi, and we just couldn't be more excited for you all to try it. So please go and update your apps or download Femi if you haven't done so yet, and then send us your feedback as well. We're on Instagram at femi.co, so come and tell us how much you're loving, or maybe things that we haven't built that you'd like to see there. Like, we love to hear feedback as well. So definitely come and give us that feedback while you're using the app. But yes, massive thank you to you all. We hear and listen to every piece of feedback, and we've built the app we have now because of the feedback we've had from all of you. So thank you so much to the community being to be part of this journey with us. We appreciate you all, and thanks for listening to us today. Hopefully you're listening to us in the Femi app and listening to the pod in the app, which is really cool. But if not, you can head to the app to check it out. But yeah, thanks so much, and we will be back in your ears with a very special guest next week.
Thanks.